Okay, welcome, Doug, to this interview series, the Next Economy Now podcast. And you know, for listeners, I think one of the reasons I'm excited about Clearinghouse CDFI is that you're a lot different than other financial institutions. So maybe my first question for you is, what is your background before getting into Clearinghouse? Were you in the financial industry before, or what's kind of the backstory pre-Clearinghouse?
Yeah, great, Ryan. It's definitely great to be here talking to you. And a little bit about my background that most people don't know is I learned about lending as an NHS director, a neighborhood housing services director in the city of Santa Ana. And back then, NHS was really involved in kind of neighborhood and community building. We mostly did seconds to help people improve their homes. And that's how I, you know, cut my teeth out of college, learning a little bit about lending, making loans to low-income people to help them improve their home and try to make the neighborhood that we were working in Santa Ana an overall better neighborhood for everyone.
And then what was the impetus behind Clearinghouse CDFI?
Well, what happened is I ended up being asked to be on the board of directors for the Affordable Housing Clearinghouse, which is our nonprofit community partner and predecessor to Clearinghouse CDFI. And that organization was formed when bankers were being criticized, particularly in Orange County, for not doing CRA lending. And a number of activists held a meeting, invited the bankers, and sort of said to the bankers, you know, why are you guys not doing what we're reading about in Chicago and Philadelphia? Why aren't you making these community development loans and loans that are helping low and moderate income people? And the banker's response at the time was, well, you know, the borrowers are not sophisticated. We don't have time to really, you know, help them get their financials together. You know, we're much better at doing larger, bigger, more standardized loans. And the banker said, what we need is a clearinghouse, a group where nonprofit or low-income borrowers could come to an entity, a clearinghouse, can help them prepare their loan package, and then it can be distributed to the banks to try to see if we can make a loan. And that was the start of the nonprofit Affordable Housing Clearinghouse. It was essentially a broker for community development, affordable housing loans, and I was on the board of directors of that organization. The initial executive director left, and I applied for the job and got it. And so in the early 90s, I was the executive director of Affordable Housing Clearinghouse, and I began the process of brokering community development loans to bankers. And what happened, and really what was kind of interesting and really the inspiration for the CDFI, is that we were not very successful. I would work with groups, we'd put a package together, we'd send it out to, you know, 20 different banks, and we very rarely got the banks to make the loans. And I was banging my head against the wall. I knew these were good credits. I knew that a bank should be making some of these loans. And I basically said to myself, you know, if we're ever going to make a difference in the community, we need to raise our own capital and we need to make our own credit decisions. And that was really the inspiration for me to start Clearinghouse CDFI. And we began working on that in about 1993 or four. And that was really the, you know, how we got started.
And where can folks learn more about Clearinghouse and, you know, say if there's any investors who are interested, what's the best way for them to get in contact?
We have a great website that has a ton of information, including our financials. It is www.ccdfi.com. Again, that's ccdfi.com. And a lot of information there. There's contact numbers. I'd be happy to talk to anybody that is serious about investing or working with us. And also, you know, we're looking for projects to lend, you know, good projects. And so in our service areas, California, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and all of Indian Country throughout the United States. So if anyone is aware of an unmet credit need that has a good community impact, or, you know, often our loans are made to entrepreneurs, people of color, or members of groups that have been disenfranchised. And if anyone is aware of loans, boy, we'd love to hear from them as well.